bloating. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I think you should shout a better amen. Amen. Why not say, my testimonies are loading? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is God not in ICG? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, you know, today I didn't feel like preaching again. I just want us to just worship God and go home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, but I'll just share just maybe one or two things and then we'll begin to praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when your pastor say he doesn't feel, you know that it's not as if he doesn't have word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The believer's edge. The believer's advantage. The believer's edge. Have you seen our advantage now? Can you see our advantage is working? Hallelujah. The believer's edge. The believer's advantage. Praise the Lord. And as a matter of fact, I have 14 points to share with you this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But our time is fast spent. But let's see if we can take one or two. And then I want us to just appreciate God. Choir, get set for I praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The believer's advantage. I have been dealing with this topic over and over again. But I'm starting a subtopic today. I was thinking I'll be able to run, but it doesn't matter. When the Holy Spirit asks us to pause, we pause. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm starting a subtopic today. And here is the subtopic. How do I enhance my sensitivity to the Holy Ghost? How do I enhance my sensitivity to the Holy Ghost? How do I enhance my sensitivity to the Holy Ghost? How do I enhance my sensitivity to the Holy Ghost? We have talked about the Holy Ghost as our advantage. We have seen him move in diverse means. We have seen him move in diverse ways. Hallelujah. John chapter 16, verse 7. This has been our theme scripture. It says, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth. Jesus speaking. You know, when Jesus is telling you, who is Jesus? You know, sometimes when you read the Bible, try and have those kind of imaginations. Who is talking? Do you know the name of the person that is talking? His name is the truth. So the truth is telling us that I am telling you the truth. Can you imagine? He said, my name is the truth. But as the truth, I am telling you the truth. He said, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth. When I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. He said, because if I do not go away, the comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you in close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. How do I enhance my sensitivity to the Holy Ghost? Number one is what I call fellowship. Look at what Jesus said. He said, it will come into close fellowship with you. It will come into close fellowship with you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. Fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. You know, many people come to church and they go to, they all say, we are going to fellowship. They don't know what they are talking about. I want to open your eyes to that dimension today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus owns grace. In fact, he is grace personified. Hallelujah. Oh God. But I'm not talking about that this morning. It says, and the love of God. God is love. Now, Paul here, strategically separating grace from love and from fellowship. Now listen carefully. And he says, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Now those are tripartite graces and anointings that must be evident in the life of a believer. Those three things. Once they are alive in your life, you are alive. Now let's look at this scripture in the Amplified. Amplified. It says, the grace, and he now explained grace. He said, favor and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
and the presence and fellowship. He now broke it down. What is fellowship? He now says fellowship means the communion and sharing together and participation in the Holy Spirit be with you all. He said amen, and he gave us the meaning of amen. So be it. What is the meaning of fellowship? He says, and the fellowship, Jesus said, when I go away, the one that I'm sending to you will fellowship with you. Now, what is the meaning of fellowship? Now, the word fellowship from the Greek word called koinonia. That behind the word koinonia. Koinonia means fellowship. And what does it mean? To share, to exchange. Now, the word koinonia, that Greek word is from where they got the word coin. Hallelujah. Do you know what is called coin? Oh, Nigeria, we don't spend coin again, right? But you remember coins. Hallelujah. I was listening to a man of God sometimes ago when I first became born again. And the man said, coins, man. You know, the collected offering. That time, this drop offering. The man said, coins, man. He said, saying coins in my offering basket makes me nervous, man. Hallelujah. The man of God has got to be with the Lord now. Recently. Praise the Lord. He was one of the people that taught me faith. He said, how can you come to a church and drop coins? He said, coins, man. You know, so myself and my friends, that's the way we greet ourselves. Said, coins, man. Seeing coins in my offering basket makes me nervous, man. Hallelujah. So seeing 5 naira in my offering basket makes me nervous, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But now here is the meaning of coins. What do you use coins for? That's fellowship. What do you use coins for? You use it to do transactions and to make a purchase, right? It's money. That's where they got money from. Money is a medium of exchange. You have something. I come with something to buy what you have. When I give it to you, you give me what is in your hand. That is fellowship. He said, now, fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Koinonia. A means by which you come before him and you give something to him and purchase something and go away. That's fellowship. What do you bring to him? Number one, you bring your faith. Number two, you bring worship. Number three, you bring praise. You lay it down and tell the Holy Ghost, now this is what I have brought. These are my coins for today. You bring the word of God. And the Holy Spirit begin to smile. He said, boy, what do you want? Ha, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I think that was on Monday. I was discussing with Mommy Lord during our prayer meeting at Mega Joe. You know, we were talking about Dosin Oyeko. He said he doesn't go to God to go and look for song. Hallelujah. What does he say he goes there to do? He said, the Holy Spirit just said, come to my presence and remain there. Just come and remain there. Song will come. But it's not about songs. It's about fellowship. Koinonia. Let's exchange. Let's change it. Let's bring something so that I give you something. That's fellowship. Every time you are coming to church, you are coming to fellowship. You are coming to a place of worship. You are coming to a place to exchange your weakness for the strength of God. You are coming to the place to exchange your poverty for breakthrough. You are coming to the place where you exchange your ill health, hallelujah, where you exchange your ill health for healing. You are coming to exchange something. That's fellowship. It says, the fellowship, it will walk with you in close fellowship, in close contact with you. Another great thing you must always bring to church, to the place of fellowship, is what is called expectation. Hallelujah. You know, many people go to church. Every time they go to church, Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Sundays, Fridays, Saturday, every time they are going, they follow their friend because their friend is going. You need to understand, have a perspective of why you are going to church. You are going for fellowship. You are going to the place of koinonia. You are going to the place of exchange. The Bible calls it participation. Sharing together. Eating from the same bowl. He said, let's share. Eating. Let's take things together. I want to impact. I want to talk to you. Let's talk. That is fellowship. Exchange. You are coming to the place of exchange. That fellowship. Koinonia. You have come to the place. And you come with all those things. Never you go to church without an expectation. Never you go to a place of fellowship without an expectation. Hallelujah. It's not about your needs. It's about his needs now. It's about fellowship. Let's talk like friends. We are not asking ourselves for anything. We just want to gist. Hallelujah. You know, one day my father in the Lord called me. He said, Pastor Dewey, where are you? I said, about whom, sir? He said, what are you doing? He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just studying. I said, I'm just at home. He said, come. I want to see you. So I just quickly packed up what I was doing. And then I went to him. So I got there. I thought he had something to tell me. So I got there. He said, Pastor Dio, it's been long I see your face. I just want to see your face. He said, sit down. He said, let's be talking beautiful nonsense. And honestly, from around 8:30 to around 2:30, we were not saying anything serious. We were just talking, looking at ourselves and just gisting. When it was around 2:30, Mama said, Pastor Dio, you are still here. Daddy, release Pastor Dio. Release this man, let him go. And I said, actually, I want to go and pick my son. He said, oh, okay. He said, okay, you can go. Hallelujah. What did we do? We just had fellowship. We just gisted. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know what you are losing by not fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. You don't know. He's exchanging his thoughts with your thoughts, for your thoughts. Hallelujah. You are just in his presence. Lost in his presence. Hallelujah. You are just lost in his presence. Now, how do I know that you have been in his presence? Now, let me show you one of the reasons or one of the things that happens to you. John chapter 3 verse 31. You need to understand these things. You know, yes, leave it in the Amplified. You know, most of the time when we have troubles, when we have problems, and when we have challenges, we are so overwhelmed with it that we even forget that there is a God. Isn't it? We forgot completely that God exists. We can't remember. We are so overwhelmed and we are still going to pray to that God. Oh. Hallelujah. We are still talking to him and still praying. But you don't even know the God that you're talking to. You don't. How do I know that truly you have been in his presence? Let me show you how you will know. This is how you will know. He said, he who comes from above. Hallelujah. That is from heaven. Is what? Is far above all others. Are you listening? He that is from above. Every time you go to the place of fellowship, you are elevated. You are elevated. You are moved above. Because the one you are dealing with is from above. Is from a different kingdom. Is from a different world. So when you are fellowshipping with him, it begins to change your mindset. It begins to tell you things you don't know anything about. It begins to reorient you. Hey. Now listen. It says, he who comes from the earth belongs to the earth. Hey, yeah. And talks the language of the earth is what? From an earthly standpoint. That's how you know people that are earthly. If there is a challenge, and you are still speaking the language of that challenge, you have not had fellowship. Hallelujah. You have not had fellowship. Kenneth Hagin said he was sick and paralyzed on one side of his body. And his mouth was twisted. He said, and he went to church. And his pastor began to pray that fateful evening. And the pastor began to pray. And the pastor said, anyone that is sick to come forward. And the pastor lay hands on them. And the pastor said, because you have come to fellowship today, you are healed. The Lord take over your weakness and give you strength in Jesus' name. Amen. And they left church. So one of his friends, a lady, they were walking together because they would pass in front of the lady's house before he gets to his own house. The lady said, Kenneth, your mouth is still twisted to one side. He said, your mouth is still twisted to one side. Kenneth said, no. Kenneth said, no. Hallelujah. Kenneth Hagin said, no. My mouth is not twisted. I'm healed. He said, I understand that you are trying to use faith. Do you know? Have you had people talk to you like that? Say, I understand that you are trying to use faith. But you see, in this situation, hallelujah, in this situation, is let's keep faith aside and talk reality. He has not been here. He is still talking hurtly. Can I take it? Said, I'm okay. I'm healed. I am the healed of the Lord. And they got to our house. Hallelujah. And the mother said, Kenneth, didn't you see your face? How come you went to church like this? Kenneth said, there's nothing wrong with my face, mommy. Ha! He said, can't you? The lady said, I've been telling him, Mom, please, drum it into his ears. He needs help. He said, every help I need, I have collected it from his presence. I'm healed. Ah. The mother said, now, these pastors are fond of brainwashing people. They have brainwashed this young man. And when he said, when he saw that these people are not understanding and flowing on the same frequency, he stood up and he went home. He said, just went home, worshiped God, ate and slept. When he woke up in the morning and looked at himself in the mirror, the mark like this just bah, everything in place, intact. He said, immediately the thing happened. He said, I rushed to a house. I knock on their door. Bang, 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 bang. And they opened the door. He said, I just came to greet you. Good morning, ma. And they looked at his face. They said, no, this cannot be. This cannot be. The Bible says they do what? And they speak from the standpoint of what? Hate. When you have been to his presence, it changes your perspective. It changes your orientation. He starts telling you what to say. You begin to hear him expressly. You are sensitive to his moves. It's no longer you. You don't see things. They said people are broke. You can't be. You can't talk like them. You are coming from a place of power. He said they speak like the earth. He said, but he. But he who comes from heaven is far above all others, far superior to all others in prominence and excellence. In prominence and in excellence, he's far superior. He begins to talk. You start speaking things that men from the earth don't understand. Joseph was in the pit, in the prison. He said, I'm a king. They said, boy, you don't talk like a king. He said, I am a king. I know it. I have come from a perspective of fellowship. I have had him. I know where he's taking me to. Until I get, how did I know that Joseph knew that he's going to become king? He knew he's not going to die. You know, he was sentenced to prison. You know, his prison term had no end. There was no prison term. They just threw him in prison. He was meant to die there. But you know what? He knew that one day he would climb the throne. He told the butler when he was leaving, what did he tell him? He said, sir, don't forget me. You remember? He must come out. He knew. He was speaking. You know, anybody can tell him that, how come you are a foreigner in a foreign prison without a jail term? Mr. Man, you will die. He said, no. Did he come out? He did. If you are still seeing things the way they are, you are still on the earth. You have not gone to a place of fellowship. This is why you come to church. To change your perspective. To change your orientation. To change your mindset. That's why you are in church. For fellowship with the Holy Ghost. You can't be speaking like them. You are different from them. Things have changed. There is a shift every time you go to the place of koinonia. There is a shift. There is a change. Things are radically different in your life. You must know it. You are still talking like the people of the earth. No! Fellowship changes you to the personality of heaven. Because that is where you belong. That is where you came from. You can be here and operate like the people that are from heaven. You are operating by a different economy. You run by different rules. You must know it. I was reading a story of Smith Wigglesworth this morning. Very interesting story. One day, he was going to the train station. And as he was going to the train station, he was walking to the train station. On the other side of the road was an elderly woman with a small dog. And the small dog was just shaking the tail and following the owner. Hallelujah. And the woman got to a place. The woman said, you know these small dogs that they call? Is it pudding? They call them or something like that. He said, go back home. Go back home. Go back home. He said, Pudi, please go back home. And the dog said, ah, 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 and followed the woman. And they kept going. And they got to a place. He said, go back home. Go back home. Go back home. Go. And the dog kept following her. And Spigus was watching them. They got to the train station. And the woman said, come, come, come. And the dog, ah, 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 ah. When the train was coming, as the woman was trying to step into the train, the dog said, ah, ah, this dog will die. The woman said, dog, go back home. Now! The Spirit Goose what said, the dog curved the tail, put it between the legs, and ran home. And you know, Spigusa was a very radical man. He was on the other side of the street, of the train. He said, he jumped and shouted, yes, that's how to treat the devil. And everybody in the train station was wondering, what's wrong with this man? But do you know what? That's a man that was coming from above. Why not rise up? I don't know what the devil has done in your life. You have come to the place of fellowship. Some of you are pampering that sickness. You are pampering that situation and it's dancing after you. Oh, oh, yeah.